Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Pros and cons, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, all that good and bad stuff. Mostly good stuff on the Good Day program, because that's the way I want it, and I'm the boss. Okay,
yes.
Jay, you got it?
Asking, yes. You shall receive, demanding,
yeah.
You will get.
Jay Kirshner's here as we continue another hour of the Good Day program on the 2nd of May. Happy 2nd of May. Happy 1st of May yesterday. Tomorrow it'll be happy 3rd of May. So, as I said, it's time for the good stuff. And among the things that are good, inspiration, I guess, is something that's on the top of my mind every day when I push a few buttons here to make this all work. And so you're listening, you're expecting that I'll have something to open up the door of a bigger picture. I guess maybe going backwards, the old wounds that have bothered you, right? If you continue to open up old wounds on purpose, that's not a welcome behavior. There are some people in your life, perhaps, that come back to you and say, "Remember when you did that?" And no, you don't need those people in your life, so you probably ought to excommunicate them.
Yeah, that's pretty toxic. It's one thing to kind of go back on your own old wounds if you have anything that's unresolved and causing a little bit of maybe a depression or something in your life, to work with a therapist or a mental health specialist to, you know, overcome something like that from beyond or from back then. But to have somebody else that's just like, "Hey, remember this, remember that," or, you know, everybody grows up and we change. And a lot of times people want to, it's one thing to hold yourself accountable and hold those you love accountable. Accountability is wonderful. It really is a wonderful thing. But when somebody's grown and you're still holding them accountable for a person that they almost aren't even anymore,
mm-hmm.
That's not cool.
Nope. Not, we all have had our buttons pushed by somebody, and sometimes you get it enough so you don't want it anymore. Maybe you've pushed somebody else's buttons, and maybe you've known it, maybe you haven't known it. The button pusher may not be conscious of what they're doing, and then there are those who are very conscious of it, and they have this some sort of a deep pleasure. "Well, I'm just telling you like it is. I'm just being honest with you."
Not
so much.
Confrontation for confrontation's sake.
Yeah,
narcissists
exactly.
Will do that. Gaslighters will do that. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
The guilt-tripping people who will use a manipulation tactic of guilt trip to get you to do what they want. Oh, those people tick me off.
I know. Well, you probably had the experience of having somebody snap at you. Out of nowhere, that happens from time to time. You are having a button pushed. Somebody else doesn't know that you're sensitive to those sorts of things, depending on how well they know you. And so if you've got somebody in your life whose buttons you like to push, think about why. Why do you want to make that person uncomfortable? Why do you want to wound them? Why do you want to traumatize somebody?
Yeah,
why not?
Usually it's something that self-reflection is needed. It's
exactly. Hello.
Yourself. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. That's it. Here. Wait a minute. You just found, let's see, cowbell. That is it. Usually it's you who are insecure about something, or unhappy about something, or bothered by something, and then you set off to make other people uncomfortable about the same thing. So maybe think about it a little bit. It's nice to be free of all those things. That's maybe my word to the wise among the wisest. We have wise people. Here we go again with the allergies.
it's a rough one.
Like a never-ending battle. It's like the debt fight. So now Joe Manchin, the senator from, is he West Virginia? He's West Virginia, right? He is spending a lot of time escalating his attacks on President Biden. Remember, he's a Democrat, but he doesn't like the implementation of the Inflation Reduction Act, and he has been working sort of behind the scenes. This is something that suggests to me this guy's going to run for the presidency, this kind of stuff, losing patience. With his fellow Democrats getting a lot of attention because of it. And so he's joined the Republicans here and there on things, sort of thought of as being in the middle of the road. People criticize him because they say he's motivated by the coal industry in his state. Hey, if you're not motivated, even if you have investments, but if you're supposed to be there on behalf of your constituents, and if the constituents say, this doesn't seem to be good for us, or whatever it is, they're doing their job. I don't know, and I've said this oftentimes with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know that she's doing her constituents' bidding well, because you never see her involved in whatever the local issues are, but maybe she is behind the scenes, whatever it is. The storm clouds with the Democrats, so could he, the governor of Maine, a guy named Angus King, is an independent. He's a very close colleague of Manchin. Matter of fact, I said he was the governor. He had been the governor. He's now a senator, and he and Manchin are friends. And so there's been a lot of talk back and forth about the movement to start a third party, a really legitimate third party, with people like Michael Bloomberg in it, and Manchin, and, excuse me, there's another, a bunch of people who are really disapproving of what Trump is all about, and the energy that's behind him, and what Biden is about, and the energy behind him. So is there enough hooch here to get another party started? Well, listen, something to think about.
Well, yeah, I mean, why not?
Maybe more interesting.
Can that anybody from that party or any of the third parties raise enough funds to actually make it to the big debates? Yeah.
Which is kind of sad in and of itself, because it's about money then. It's not about who's the most qualified. See, I think there should be, if I were king of the world, excuse me, or if I were running America, I'd want to change all of the campaign financing, take all the money out. Federal money, money you raise on your own, you better be able to stand up there, articulate the issues, understand what the public wants, and figure out how to fix the problems, and then the news media, or somehow or other you create enough attention to yourself and your ideas that you're going to be followed on social media. You're going to be followed by the news media. And there is that. The one thing about the news media, you don't have to buy your way. You just have to make a lot of noise, right? You don't have to pay off a reporter to do a story on you. I suppose it's happened over the years, but all right. Ah, my heavens. Here's the pileup of the day, the week, the month. 100 vehicles on an Illinois highway yesterday. 6 people dead, 30 injured. This was on a 2-mile stretch of Interstate 55. This was late in the morning, northbound. There were crashes on both sides of the highway. State police say the crash included 30 commercial vehicles and 60 passenger cars.
Mm-hmm. Just this dust storm just came in out of nowhere.
Couldn't see. No visibility at all. And so, as people slow down, I've had this in terms of snow. And actually, the other day, it rained so hard here, I was on the Mass Turnpike coming from Western Mass, and I had to slow down to 10 miles an hour because I couldn't see. It was like a sheet, the rain was coming down. We've all had this experience,
right? Yeah, just like a wall of water. Or when it's raining, not significantly or anything like that, but it's raining, and then as you keep driving, all of a sudden you hit that wall of water, but everybody starts slamming on their brakes, which is also, yes, you want to slow down, but don't just slam on your brakes to an almost abrupt stop, because then you can hydroplane and... and it's astounding how many people do not use their hazards.
Don't know how to drive in hazardous conditions. That's what really is astounding about this. It really is. It's astounding how bad drivers are. So these six people are dead. Is there a way that it could have been prevented? I don't know. The people that were hurt from 2 years old to 80, life-threatening injuries, you know, apparently the six who died instantly in the crashes. You look at some of the video of this, wow, unbelievable. There's a lesson here about driving. I think we were talking about this yesterday or a couple of days ago, defensive driving versus offensive driving.
Being
aware of your surroundings.
Yes, and every so often you should need to take a defensive driving class, just a one day, a couple of hours on like a Saturday or something, whenever you have available, and you have to do that in order to renew your license. Everybody has to do that, regardless of your age, not just 18 and a half and 16-year-olds.
We have solutions for problems. That's a great idea. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, now with a secret to Calitrin's success. You know, Calitrin has been helping people lose weight the healthy way for almost 27 years. The secret to their success, Calitrin is, good for you. Pretty simple, right? Amazing success rate. There's a 90-day program that you can have access to just by going to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. Explains everything about it. But I think yeah, there's a refresher course. Every time I talk about this, I feel like I'm doing a little bit of a refresher course. And now that it's springtime and you want to look your best, it's time for you to get on board, whether it's a powder, liquid, whether it's the capsules. You can track your progress with help from your personal Calitrin consultant. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, and get the great hits, the promos for 26 years. They got them all there. Save money and save yourself at toploss.com.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail.
Weird. Anyway,
Progressive protection. There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour now, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kushner and Doug here on the hunt for social media stories that are trending. And there's nothing that's trending more than the fate of Gordon Lightfoot. And now that I mentioned his name, if you haven't heard, he's passed away at the age of 84. Canadian singer, songwriter. He had a lot of sort of, I guess you would call it folk songs. They were folk hits, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Sundown, a lot of great songs. And we'll talk about him, his life, and his music more thoroughly after this.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Legendary Canadian folk singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot has died. Born in 1938, Orillia, Ontario, Lightfoot rose to fame in the mid-60s and became one of the most popular artists of the 70s, writing and recording some of the most iconic folk and country songs of our time. With his distinctive baritone voice and intricate finger-picking guitar style, Lightfoot captured the hearts of audiences around the world. His songs such as Sundown, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and If You Could Read My Mind became instant classics and remain beloved to this day.
You could read my mind, love.
Throughout his over six-decade career, Lightfoot received numerous accolades, including 16 Juno Awards, 5 Grammy Award nominations, an induction into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He also received the Order of Canada, the country's highest civilian honor. We remember the music and legacy of folk music legend, Gordon Lightfoot.
So going back to the early 70s, actually, I was a disc jockey and remember playing several of these tunes a lot, If You Could Read My Mind. I think Sundown, I like that. There were four or five that really kind of got at you. Here, okay. Crank this up a little. And then the story, this was 1976, I believe, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Was number one all around the country here and in Canada. He lived in Toronto, and he'd been sick for a while. And I'm not sure I know, I haven't seen anywhere what he died from.
They said natural causes.
Natural causes.
Yeah, what they're
saying. Well, he had to cancel some of his, he was out still on the road. So a month or so ago, he canceled some dates, but he was still out singing, still had the voice. But he was, there was something, there was, I don't know, I'm not sure how I would put him in the league of big-time singers, whether does he believe, does he belong with Bruce Springsteen or Bob Dylan? Or
he credited them as some of his greatest influences, and one of the cool things is Bob Dylan was such an influence to him, and then Bob Dylan covered one of Gordon Lightfoot's songs. Elvis covered him. Johnny Cash covered him. Neil Young covered him.
Yeah, yeah. He was very, and he was very much to himself. He wasn't one of those guys that was a big splashy star. Kind of remind me of a few other people of that era, frankly. Chapin was another one who was like that. So the passing of Gordon Lightfoot, something we acknowledge here at 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, adapting to a man's world. You know, it's important to take your dog's needs into consideration at all times. While you can reach for a can of soda or a glass of water on a hot summer's day to quench your thirst, your dog comrade cannot. Instead, it's up to you to anticipate your dog's needs. If you're taking him on an outing on a warm day and you're unsure as to whether water is available for him, be sure to bring your own from home, plus a bowl for him to drink out of. This is particularly a good idea if you and your pet are vacationing together. After all, water varies from area to area, and strange water might upset your pet's digestive system. It's really important. The other day I was watching someone running with their dog on the beach, and the dog's tongue was hanging out, and they were unaware that the dog's needs really needed some attention. So when you're out there on a hot day and you're thirsty, just assume your dog is thirsty. Take your foot, put it on the hot pavement. If it's too hot for you, bring your dog inside. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, will need to sit down for a sworn deposition and answer additional written questions about his investments, art sales, and other financial transactions as part of a paternity-related case in Arkansas. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, says this information will help the House investigation.
Well, this has the potential to be very helpful. First of all, what, in fact, is his income from his artwork and who the buyers are? That's the most important part.
A pro-life amendment in Kansas failed last August in their legislature as it was vetoed by the governor. Last week, however, the state legislature overrode Democrat Laura Kelly's veto overwhelmingly. The Kansas House voted 87-37, and the Senate voted 31-9 to move forward the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, and will become law in the Sunflower State July 1st. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
The hour, the Tuesday, May 2nd, Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner here at the ready. And you're ready, I know, a bunch of you, 855-999-DOUG, getting used to the live line. So if that's the case, then let's get at it. Here's the first call of the day. Someone, I'm hoping it's more than one, is sort of tuning into our discussion about the Wuhan lab. This may have been brought about because Anthony Fauci was interviewed by the Times over the weekend. A lot of people, news people, were digging into what he said. More importantly, digging into what he didn't say. So here's our first comment on the Wuhan lab situation.
Good morning, Doug and Jay. My name is Ann. I live in upstate New York. I love your commentary as I love your show. I've listened forever. I want to know why they can't round up all of the people involved in the Wuhan lab thing and get them all subpoenaed and sent to some kind of a hearing. We know who these people are. Why isn't somebody subpoenaing them and having an investigation? Why aren't these people accountable? Love your show. Keep the good work. Bye-bye.
Sounds like she's got the same allergy situation.
Yeah, the same we are.
But it's more importantly, what she had to say is right on. What in the world? This is why maybe we need an independent third party, because neither the Republicans nor the Democrats seem to be eager to pursue the real situation with China. And to go back to what I said earlier, for those of you who didn't hear, you can go to gooddayshow.com because the program repeats itself all day, every day. All of the hours of the program are there. And one of the things that gooddayshow.com is a good way to find it. So talking about Joe Manchin, some of the independents that are working their way into the Senate and into the House of Representatives, and thinking that people are there's a certain urgency that I detect. And I know the Trumpers don't like this, but people who were on either side, who don't the same situation exists when it comes to reelecting Biden. I guess the question here on a program that's generally apolitical, and so I feed into this kind of well because I'm thinking the same myself, frankly, although I do think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an attractive, I find him an attractive candidate.
Yeah.
I'd like to find a Republican that was an attractive candidate, but if you don't find that, then you go to the middle and you look at guys like Manchin, who have a lot of steam behind them. And so is that where we are going? And is the Wuhan thing one of the defining issues of all of this? And I think to a point, it is. And so, you know, looking at all of the political independents that I know, and you probably know them as well, they urgently oppose Trump. They urgently oppose Biden. And so what do you, this, I've got a story here in front of me, a post from somebody who listens, she says, she's 67 years old, she was aghast, that's the word she uses, at the possible return to office of Trump. It's important that Trump doesn't get back in, so she writes. At the same time, a fellow who supported Biden, I'm looking at this, these people are having a conversation back and forth. This guy's name is Andrew Dickey. He said that he was disappointed in the record that Biden has amassed, a failure to wipe out lots of problems that he said he was going to address. Well, every politician promises to do lots of things, and then they don't really do much of anything, or they don't do the things they promise. I think Trump was much better, frankly, at delivering on his promises.
In such a way that a lot of politicians, if they want to do something, they have to get so many approvals or go through so many hoops. Where Donald Trump was just like, I'm doing this, and that's that. He didn't really wait. He worked around people.
And that was good. I just wish that we... I'd be more enthusiastic about it if he just dropped his personality. But listen, that is what it is. So anyway, I just think that I'm going to look more around about this. A lot of people consider this program the voice of the independent anyway, independent thinking, because I don't want to see a Trump-Biden rematch. I don't want to see either one of them there, frankly, because there's nothing new, and we need new. We need thoughts. We need things that will move us, protect us, but anyway, that doesn't keep me, because many of the stations, of the hundreds of stations that we're on, are stations that program a lot of Trump, a lot of Republican, or I recoil at using the term conservative because they aren't. It's right of center, and that helps describe what some of the folks listening thinking about. Here are a couple of folks who want to be heard about Donald Trump.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to make a comment against your comment, what you just said about President Trump and him loving no one or practically no one, just his family. You know, the man loves the country. He is obviously a great patriot, obviously to so many millions of people. That comment was really, really low.
And I do know everyone has their opinion, but he's still been the president of the United States, and for a lot of people, he's still our president. So your comment should be very carefully guarded before you let your mouth run that way. Thank you, and have a blessed day. Goodbye.
All right. So that's one opinion. Absorb it. Agree with it. Disagree with it. All right. You got
To kind of touch on something that she had said regarding Donald Trump, president, everything. I think that our society has lost respect for, once upon a time, even if you didn't like the president themselves, you still respected the seat of the presidency.
Yeah, right.
And we are not seeing that. We didn't see that a lot of people with Trump. We do not see that with Biden. And that not formality, but it, just respecting the seat of the acting president itself it's a lost art almost.
Mm-hmm. All right, James, let's have this other call, somebody wanting to be heard again, taking up the banner of Trump.
I totally disagree with Trump. He has made a divided world. He has the mentality of like a Nazi regime. He wants to keep on controlling. I can't even think straight. Trump puts his hands up in a fist. He's in with the skinheads. All these people who are just divided our country and have hatred. And there's no peace. There's no love left anymore. Trump is a hateful man. He calls people names. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, this is Early Lucas in Kingman, Arizona, and I am so anti-Trump that I just can't believe that people just think he was the greatest president when telling you to drink Lysol when the pandemic was out. I mean, the guy's nutso. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, whatever. Help yourself. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Also, social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. There were 7 bodies found yesterday in Oklahoma. The search for missing teenagers has turned up a really bizarre... nobody was expecting this. They were out in rural Oklahoma looking for a couple of missing teenagers, and in their search, they discovered the bodies of 7 people, including the remains of the teens, also a convicted sex offender who had been missing for a long time. You look at these things and you just think, maybe this is somebody who just, you know, this is the stuff that bad movies and bad TV shows are made out of. So, I don't know, I'm looking at the whole business of what it is, the psychosis that is America, in part. And leading, I think, people who have good, strong leadership ability, who look at, they sort of set the tone for the attitude of the country. You know, and I see sort of these, sort of, I just don't, does it happen elsewhere? Well, we can't be everywhere, and I suppose, yeah, there are things like this, because there are people like this everywhere, mm-hmm. but I just think some of the rhetoric that is around now is just so poisonous. And I'm not saying anybody caused this. That's not what I'm saying at all. So don't take it that way. I'm just saying that there's a malaise, maybe the best way of putting it. There is this pallor. This we talk about the accident with all the dust and stuff. There's a layer of dust over a lot of people and a lot of issues that it's just troubling.
Well,
all right, I got a couple of things here that are from the Household Department. This is one of those things. Both Jay and I listened to Jay and James Collins at the control in our studios, controls of our main studio in Dallas, came across something that you can do, a helpful hint for those of you who want to get rid of What is it, ticks and fleas? What did you find, James?
Really, it was any bugs from what I'm looking
at. Bugs!
Yeah, so what it is...
Get
is
rid of those damn bugs.
Yeah, exactly. And it's getting hot, you know, so all those bugs are going to start coming out.
They
so
are.
What you do is you take that some Irish Spring soap. You can find it basically at any grocery store. And you just run it across your door frame. All across your door frame, and it keeps bugs out. You can keep spiders, fleas, ticks, whatever out. Something in the chemical compound in there just wards them away. It's crazy.
And it's not so toxic.
And it's not toxic.
Can we do it with other soap, or is it just Irish Spring?
From what I've seen, it's only Irish Spring soap.
Huh. Okay. All right, I got another one for you. Ready? This one's pretty simple. If you've ever cooked something starchy, something that's got a lot of dairy in it, and you're boiling it, the water, the liquid, spills up over, even if you have a lid on it, right? So somebody who I'm close to said, here's the way to fix that. You place a wooden spoon in the pot.
On it. You can place
on it
across the top.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. On
it. And it keeps it from boiling over.
How the heck do you suppose that happens?
It's magic.
Take it away.
Don't question it. Just go with
magic. Right. As Lear's the loving spoonful. Do you believe in magic? All right. Well, I guess we've taken care of that. Thank you very much. Now, speaking of magic, here's a way to tune up your immune system. As you're getting a little older, your body's kind of acidic, take my advice. Advice of lots of people. Get Balance 7. It'll do your body a world of good, your stomach especially. 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and feel better. That's Balance 7. 800-793-9039.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Shh. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Bum, 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 bum. Thinking daily about the world around us, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. And first up on food, farm, and family is a little bit of advice for those of you who have a pantry. You might want to check it for flour that's part of a nationwide recall. Officially, salmonella apparently is in gold medal flour. Ay, 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 ay. Is there anything that isn't going to be somehow or other polluted? The company is recalling flour products because of this salmonella problem. It didn't mention an outbreak. It didn't report that there were cases of it, but there are tons and tons and tons mm-hmm. of bags of flour that may contain the rather serious strain of salmonella. So the Center for Disease Confusion has announced that there is a problem. I guess there were 12 confirmed patients that they suspect may have. Now, see, what I don't get here is that you don't eat the flour, you put it in things, and it cooks them. Normally, when you cook something that has this kind of stuff in it, it kills it.
Well, but think about batters. When people eating cookie dough or you lick the bowl or something after making a cake. And that's the thing. A lot of people think that you're not supposed to do it because of the raw eggs, and it's not the eggs. It's the raw flour is the reason you're not supposed to do that.
Yep. Yeah. So apparently a number of people are sick in a number of different states, California, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Tennessee, Virginia. So this is, and they're all different ages, 12 to 81. 92% of them are women. That's kind of an interesting.
Because we really like to lick the batter.
Well, apparently you do. Yep.
We really like that raw cookie dough.
Yep.
But and this is gold medal flour. That's one of the most popular brands for flour.
Yeah, right. It is. So be aware of that. Next thing to be aware of from our Food, Farm, and Family Department, and by the way, if you catch little bits and pieces of this, you can go back to foodfarmandfamily.com and get the information. Plus, you can get every week the American Family Farmer Show there at that website. Okay, so here's Del, how do you pronounce this, McGuey?
McGuey? That's what I would say, yeah, Del McGuey.
Yeah. Conducting a voluntary recall of a certain ceramicware cups. So why would they be doing that? These are promotional cups used for drinking mezcal. So this is something for alcohol, right? Isn't that something that comes from...
Yeah, it's a type of cup that a lot of people will use for mezcal. And with Cinco de Mayo coming up, these are flying off the shelves anyway.
Mm-hmm. So best night. What is the alcohol gets into the pores? And there's obviously something that's eating away.
There's lead. There's high levels of lead in these cups.
Something else?
Yeah, it's what you're drinking.
To spoil a holiday or to spoil a good time, right? So what would you use instead? Just regular glasses or a plastic cup?
Yeah.
Right? What's the alternative, I guess, much as anything
else? Use your hand. Make a little cup for it. You know there's no lead in there.
Uh-uh. Okay, so here's the story of a woman who ended up trapped on the roof of her apartment, was able to think up an ingenious plan to get back down. She used her Uber Eats app. This lady's name is Maggie. Said nobody was available to help rescue her from the rooftop, so she ordered herself a takeaway on Uber Eats.
Okay, and people on social, she shared this whole ordeal on social media, and people are like, you're a genius, that's brilliant, I love your problem-solving skills, the CIA should hire you. She clearly had her phone was working, that's how she ordered some Uber Eats. Why not call 911? Or if you didn't want to contact emergency services, Google the closest police station and then call their non-emergency number.
Yeah. So she's not that smart.
Or there was something going on where she didn't want to alert the authorities. Maybe that she was on the
She's a crook.
But just so many people who are commenting on what she had shared on social media, just saying, like, she's brilliant. This is amazing. I never would have thought of this. This is genius. And it's like, that's what's wrong with our society.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, Chipotle is giving away free burrito lunches to healthcare workers. So if you're a healthcare worker, you better sign up today to celebrate American Healthcare Workers, marking National Nurses Week. The restaurant announces more than $1 million in free lunches for healthcare professionals. So if you're a nurse, get to Chipotle and have a free meal. Right? Not often you can say that you get a free lunch. No such thing as a free lunch. Well, apparently there is at Chipotle, but you have to be in the healthcare department and healthcare field in order to take advantage of the opportunity. So that's kind of cool. Thank you, Chipotle. Thank you to everybody who's listening to Good Day at 59 past the hour.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.